Okay, we're going to be starting four lines from the top of Gimel Amud Bey's words of Ibais Ema. So the Gemara now is giving another explanation. What was this onus in which case, in which the person is permitted to marry even on a Monday? We said that a person's really supposed to be married on Wednesday. If there was sakana, you could do it Tuesday. And then if there was onus, if there's something which extenuates circumstance, you could even get married on a Monday. So the Gemara suggested one suggestion. What was this onus before? Now the Gemara is giving another suggestion. V'ibais ema, ma'y machmas ha'onus. What does it mean? That is it some unavoidable circumstances? So the Gemara says, k'disana, as we learn in the Braisa HaReshaya, piso afoy. If a person's bread was already baked, v'tavcho tavach, and already shechted the animals, and you mixed your wine, right? They used to have, at the time, the wine was extremely strong, so they used to mix it with water. This mixing apparently would make it, be able to spoil very quickly after non-consuming it. And the father of the groom or the mother of the bride had died, and Rashi is pointing out based on the Gemara. We're going to get to Rish Hashem and Daftal and Aleph. The Gemara says specifically these one. Aviv Shalchasan, Rashi explains why specifically the father, because he's the one who's, you know, is paying the bills for the Seuda, and the mother of the Kala, because she is preparing the jewelry and she's preparing the bride to look good. So if this time it has, passes, there's no one's going to be taking care of it afterwards, and that's why we have this special, we're going to see this special kula that they pass away, and the lacha is machnis is a meis lacheder, that we take the dead body into a room, a side room, v'sachasam v'sakal l'chuppah, that we allow them to avoid the issue of aninus, we allow the delaying of the burial, and then they're allowed to get married. So that is a very big kula, and once the person is married, then you're going to be the child is going to be an avel. However, as we're going to see from the Hemshech, turning on the Daf Dalet Aleph, that is also going to be delayed. Uboel bilas mitzvah uporish. He has the first bia, which is called bias mitzvah. Does this point out because this is the first mitzvah of the creating the starting aschala of puravu? So that's why it's called bilas mitzvah. So he does the bia. Uvenoek shivasim mishta. So this we delay the avilus. You have the first the shivasim mishta, the 7 days of a person celebrating the wedding, that we know the Shiva Simeon Mishta is a very important thing. There's some rayas that maybe even indications it might have some form of a level of deraisa, as pointed out, Rashad likes to quote based on the lachas of Negayim, the lachas of also Akala on Yom Kippur. Okay, the nice rayas that maybe the we'll get more into the lachas of Shiva Simeon Mishta another time, but we see that you keep the Shavuot brachos. And then only afterwards, similarly to like if a person is nifter on Cholamoid, let's say, so then you do the burial, but you don't have any of the Shiva, so you do the Shiva after the Chag. So similar over here, we allow the Chasan in such a circumstance to keep the Shivas Yimei Hamishta, and then afterwards do Shivas Yimei Avelus. And during those times, Hu Yashen Bein Anashim V'hi Yashen Bein Anashim. That the chassan is, he has, there's an isra yichud, he has to sleep amongst men, meaning it sounds like there's a minimum of two, that's a shayla in the rishonim, and the woman is also not allowed to, she also doesn't sleep together, there's an isra yichud, we're afraid that they are going to come to have relations, which is asr, v'ein tachshisim in akalim kol shoshim yom, we do not prevent her from wearing jewelry and the like for 30 days. So we see that these are considered the onus, the special circumstances in which we allow a wedding to take place on Monday in order to not delay the burial even further. That would be an example of when you can have onus. So now the Gemara points out what Rashi already told us earlier, that this would be only the case when it's the father of the chasan and the mother of the bride that is going to have died. Because no one's going to be able to take care of these specific preparations, right? For the father of the chasan is preparing for the food and the seuda, and for the woman, it is it's the jewelry and adornments that she's putting on her daughter. But if it was the reverse, if it was the mother of the groom or the father of the kala of the bride, we would not delay the chasana. So that would be the example over there. So the Gemara doesn't say that what would be when the wedding is held if it was the situation. So Tosfos discuss this. And they say based on the fact that we other Gemaras, Mamid Katan, that if the chasan has older children from a previous chasana, he has to wait the whole shloshim. However, if he has not filled the mitzvah for revu, Rabbeinu Tam says he's allowed to get married immediately after Shiva, and then he would be allowed to get married. And others, and in a case where he has very young children also, that they need a mother to take care of them, so then also immediately after the Shiva, a person would be allowed to get married, but he may not have bia with his new kala until after the shloshim. So that is the shaila, exactly these halachas. Actually, it does come up somewhat halacha l'maisa as regards to the halachas of getting married. Bizman hazeh, we know that there's a minna coming up. Shavas v'tama is the 3 weeks. We hope it's going to be l'maisasin b'simcha. But if the 3 weeks are a time of sadness and mourning, so in the halacha shir that I gave, we discussed this, the daily halacha, that with regards to the halachas of not getting married, so if a person is a bachar who has not been married yet, marrying a basula, or even if not marrying a basula, that he's becoming a pur ravu for himself, so that lechor should be doche the minig of not getting married during the 3 weeks, al pi halacha in the Rishonim. So really, maker adin, that would be the case, but b'tam minig, we're very makbid about this, and we don't get married even in the 3 weeks. The Beis Yosef already discussed this, that during the 9 days, he says it's a time of shvach hamazel, so you don't want to get married during this time anyway, meaning ikar adin, he says you can't argue that. The Rishonim clearly based on this halacha we see over here, that it would be the case that if a person not makayim pur ravu immediately after Shiva, so the 3 weeks and the 9 days are not more chamor than shloshim, so that would be the halacha. It really al pi din, you should be allowed to get married, but mitzad minug, you do not get married. So that's a hara. So now back to over here. Amar Rav from Rabbi Rav Chisda lo shenu ela shenasin mayim al gabe basar. So we were taught that we're talking about only in the case where what was put on the meat, and at that point, it no longer could be sold in the market, Rashi points out, and it's going to go to waste. Aval lonas and mayim al gabe basar. But if you don't put the water on the meat, then mizdaba, then it can be sold, and therefore you should delay it. Meaning the point is that there's a major financial loss that can't be fixed afterwards, and therefore can't be rectified, so therefore you have that. The shaila is that the Rishonim are bothered by, is that Braisa didn't just mention the case of basar, but it also mentioned the case of lechem and yayin. What about those things? If you've already baked the bread, or if you already have yayin that you poured in, and it was mazug and diluted, you're going to lose out on the wine. So there's two different answers. The Rishonim l'chorav, the chap and afkamina, l'chamaisa, in this case, is the Ritva explained that the wine, and also the bread, they can always be sold, even if it's a small reduced price, but it's not a major financial loss. So therefore, it's dafka the lachas of meat. And Rashba disagrees with Rashba, what are you talking about? He says that all three, each individual one of these components would be able to be a reason to delay the meal. We were just talking about the case of meat, so obviously nafkamina would be meaning, and therefore, according to the Rashba, what comes out, nafkamina is that, does this halacha apply to bread and wine? According to Rashba, yes. If it's any one of the three things that are going to cause a financial loss, you'd be allowed. According to the Ritva, it might be a little bit more mitzias also, that if the Ritva would agree, if it's a major loss in the time that you're discussing, lechor, he would agree that you would be allowed to delay it also. But either way, that's the different explanation of the Gemara, why specifically we're bringing the case of meat. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava of Krach, when it comes to a big city, afal pishin asin mayim agabe basar mizdaban, even if it was, well, because meat is always available, so you can always sell it, then you cannot have a heter to delay. So Amar Papa Ubikfar, when it comes to a small village, even if the water had not been put on the meat, then also it cannot be sold so easily, and the wedding should be continued as scheduled. So we're now asking, wait a second, what's going to be the case? Meaning, we just said that in a krach, in a big city, it doesn't apply because you're able to sell it even if you pour the water. And in a small village, even where it's unlikely any meat to be sold quickly, so it's always going to be postponed even if you don't pour the water. So what exactly is the case where you have the water? So the Gemara says, Amravashi, Kigun, Masamach. It's talking about it's an area which isn't necessarily a huge city, but it's not necessarily a small village either. That's such a case of this definition will be important to know that. Lacha has also pointed out that seems to be the majority of cities. We're not talking about Williamsburg or Manhattan, whatever, things like that, with massive cities. We're talking about whatever, Teaneck, Bergenfield, those areas are not going to be the major cities. They're not Krach either. You have thousands of people, but not, you know, a crazy big city. That's the for the gather. Tanaka Vatra of Chista, we have a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Aray Shaya Pito Afuya, if someone's bread was already baked, and Tif Latavach and his animals were shechted, Vienna Mazuk, and he already prepared the wine, he already mixed the wine to dilute it, Menasin Mayim Magabi Basar, and he put the water on the meat. This is the raya for Chista, this point. We're going to mention the whole Braisa Aga, but this is the whole point of bringing in the raya for Chista. Mes Aviv Shel Chasan, Uima Shalkala, and the father of the Chasan of the father of the chasen or the mother of the kala died. Machnis es hames lecheder ves hachasen es hakala lechupa. We bring the dead body into a room and we bring in the chasen and the kala into the chupa. Ubo bilamitza uporish. And the groom, the chasen, is the one who does the bilas mitzvah. And then he separates from his wife once the marriage was consummated. And then they're able to have the shabrach and then you have the 7 days of Shiva. And those days, so then there's an Isra Yichud between them, and similarly the lacha is going to be if one's wife is eating Nida after they enter the chuppah, they're not a Bia yet, there is an Isra Yichud. As machlokas, how far does this have to go with regards to, you have two, they each need two. So the minhag, or the Ramah quotes, is that have a young boy with the chasan and the young girl be with the kala. This is actually halacha l'maisa for anybody who has a chuppah's nida. There would be an isra yichud, and you're not allowed, a husband and the wife are not allowed to sleep together, even meaning obviously not having relations, but even in yichud, they're not allowed to be secluded together. So then you have to have a small child, that's the minhag, to have a small child, be with them in the room. We did not prevent in either of the circumstances the kala to look good, to adorn herself and look good, benkach. In either case, again, whether it was an onus or not, in all these cases where she is in avilus, she is a kala, she is allowed to look good. Lo yivol, you should not have beer with her for the first time. Lo be'er Shabbos, not on Friday night. Lo be'motzei Shabbos, not after on Motzei Shabbos. Either the Gemara is going to get into it really in the top of the daf. Hey, we're going to get into this. What the reason is for Friday night is that you're afraid you're going to be making a chabura. You're going to be, there's just going to be a lengthy discussion in the Gemara. You're going to create a wound on Shabbos with the woman. You're going to have the fact that she's bleeding. You're going to create a wound. And the with regards to Motzei Shabbos, we're going to see is the idea that you're going to be having the wedding on Motzei Shabbos. We're afraid that Shabbos itself is going to be, you're going to be discussing all these preparations and not give the proper sanctity to Shabbos. So that's why that you shouldn't have Bir Rishona then, meaning you shouldn't have the wedding on Motzei Shabbos. Amar Mar, Hu Yashem Bein Ha'anashim, Ve'yishen Bein Anashim. So he sleeps amongst the men, and she sleeps amongst the women. Even though there is no mourning during the Chagim, there would be things that are done b'tzina. So general law of avilas don't apply during the times of the Yom Tovim. So things that, like having marital relations, which is Dharm Shabbatina, would apply similar to Shabbos as well. That applies on Yom Tov. Aval Ba'al, that's a whole shaila in the Rishonim, whether it does apply to Yom Tov, that the Gir says it may be Shabbos. Either way, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So there's a Gemara Darsh, Rabbi Yosef, Breda, Rabbi Mishmeda, Rabbi Loshana, Ela Shalo Ba'al. The lach of the Braisa was taught only where he had not yet had Bia with his wife. In such a case, we cannot trust him. However, if a Ba'al, if once had Bia with his wife, Ishtishinimo, he may have Yichud with her because that's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, "Vaha hachad balaskin." Wait a second. The Braisa is talking about a case of somebody who did have bia. We're talking about the case where you have the chasid and the kala, and then they have the shivasim and mishta. They have to shivasim and avilus. They have to be in they're not allowed to have yichud. That's what the Braisa is talking about. So how could Rava tell us that the Braisa is talking about specifically about a case where they don't have bia yet? The Braisa is clearly talking about where they do have bia, where they do have relations. So says Gemara, "Hikamar pirsa yishanida." Why did Rava say has a lachik distinction when we're talking about the case about where his wife had pierced a nida? Since the person was a nida after they already had bia, we're not afraid he's going to violate the iser nida, which is an iser derabanan. However, a iser deraisa, rather a chamar iser deraisa, iser kares. However, the iser of avelus, which is only an iser derabanan, that we are afraid is going to violate. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, that doesn't fit to the lashon of the Braisa, because Havachink Tani, the Braisa had the lashon in the case of that we said that this halacha applies to the Shiva Semeh Mishta, Shiva Semeh Velus, and then Vachin Mishi Pirsa Ishta Nida, which implies that the halacha should apply to both of them. So turning on to the next, someone does Daladan, Beis says the Gemara, Hachika Amar, this is what the Braisa is telling us, Vachin Mishi Pirsa Ishta Nida. Similarly, if one's wife had Begama Nida Vilo Baal, and he had not yet had relations with her, so that would all be the same that he sleeps amongst the men and she sleeps amongst the women, that there would be an Isra Yichud, which we pointed out, that is very much halacha l'maisa, that there would be an Isra Yichud for, which is why that they have the different pills and stuff, that they try hard to make sure that it wouldn't be, we don't get into that issue, besides for the fact that the Rambam holds that the whole Nisun is very problematic. If you don't have a Yichud or a Labiyah, then you didn't have Nisun yet. So that is very problematic for a few circumstances. So we try to avoid it as much as possible. But if there's some extenuating circumstances that became a nida, then obviously we continue the wedding. But there would be an Isra Yichud. This isn't the Salacha, right? This is the sword for that. So says the Gemara, the Mimrat Abelis Kulim Nida. So wait a second. So again, going back to our Gemara now, we're saying if that he's Boel her before she became a nida, then she becomes a nida. So then the halacha is that we say that there is not a problem of having yichud together, which is going to be almost every case nowadays when a chasan and galah get married. Then she becomes a nida based on that same medication, they make her become a nida like the next day also. So you have to wait too long. So then that halacha is that you're allowed to have yichud with that wife because they had bia before. But the same guy had bia in a certain similar circumstance. He had bia with his wife before he had the Shiva Semeh Mishta, then he had the Shav Rakos, then he had the Shiva Semeh Avelus. So why over there where the Avelus is more makil, meaning that he treats him it more leniently, and then we're afraid that he's going to have relations with his wife and ignore the avelus. But Benida, he knows very chamor. It's nesrak aris. He's not going to be makel on that. So it says Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina Rav Huna, kol malachas sheisha oisa lebaila. Any woman, any malacha, any things that a woman does for her husband, nida oisa lebaila. Nida again, we have this halachas of harchaka. So halacha is that besides for this is a oisa of a man having relations with his wife, and maybe even let's say according to the Rambam, potentially derachiba is also an iser deraisa. So, but beyond that, Chazal went and what's called the harchakos, they made different halachas that, like, not sleeping in the same bed. And these halachas are examples of harchakos. Actually, don't appear in the Gemara. Some of them are from Rishonim, but these are the ones that are definitely in the Gemara. Except for meaning mezidas hakos, literally means mixing the cup. It means pouring him a cup of water, similar to the husband pouring the cup of water to the wife. That is problematic when they're in nida. That's us, amita, making the bed. That's also aser. Even not in front of him, also washing his face, his hands and his feet. These are all things that we're afraid is going to lead to intimacy, so we do not allow it. With regards to avilus, even though the Rabbanan said, generally a person cannot, it's not proper for a man to force his wife when she's in Shiva to have, you know, put on makeup basically, right? Type of eyeshadow or face makeup. But they said really the truth, she's allowed to pour him a cup of wine, matzah lamita, when she's in avilus. All those three things which you said, which is usher when they're in nida, because we're afraid it's going to lead to intimacy, we're allowing to her to do when she's in avilus. So we see that avilus is not going to be kal for them, as opposed to nida, which is, we're afraid that they're going to lead to intimacy. These three things are usher during nida, but they're mutter during avilus. It says the Gemara Lukasha. We can answer the answer following. Kan b'avilus didai, and kan b'avilus dida. That there's a fundamental difference between his avilus and her avilus. His avilus, we're afraid when he has a big yetzer hara, he's just going to forget about his mourning, and he's going to ignore the mourning and have relations. I want to have relations with his wife. However, when it comes to her mourning, she's never going to listen to him. She's in mourning. She's going to get out of here. She's not going to have relations with him, and therefore, when it's her in the one who is the avilus, so then the halacha would be that we're not afraid, and she could do those three things, but we don't have to make these rachakos. It says the Gemara, "V'ha'avir shel chasen o ima shel kala katani." But the brisa had the lashon whether or not it was the father of the chasen or the mother of the kala, meaning either one. The halacha would be that there is an iser yichud because it might lead to having relations. Meaning the point for us is that even when it comes to aviv shel ima shel kala, the halacha would be that there's an iser. Why is that? It should be makil based on our answer. So there's a Gemara Kiktani Ashara. When the Brisa had the lashon of that the mother of the Kala had died, that was specifically to the other halachas, meaning the Shiva Simei Mishnah and Achakach the Shiva Simei Avelos. That special dispensation is also by the mother of the Kala. However, the halacha of Yichud, you're right, should not apply when she's in Avelos. So Gemara says, Umishani ben Avelos today la Avelos today. I'll bring another proof that that's not the case. But we don't make any chiluk who's in the morning. Both of them we should be machmir on these things. Vatanya, we have a case in the Brisa, Misha Meis Chamei V'Chamoso, a person whose father-in-law or mother-in-law died, so meaning it's his wife's parent, so she's the one sitting Shiva. The lacha is you can't force her to put on this nice makeup, or rather, he also should turn over his bed, meaning that you're not supposed to sleep on a normal, comfortable bed, you're supposed to turn on upside down, with the way they used to have their beds, us, we have to sleep on the floor type of thing. So the lacha is, so that would be the lacha, these halachas of mourning should apply to him. He should, in her presence, should keep these halachas. V'chein, he should meis chamei chamoso, similar to her, when her mother-in-law, father-in-law passes away, ein rasha lias kecheles lios posekes, it is not proper for her to apply these makeup, either. Ela kofa mitasa v'no egesima avelos. So she should also have this type of avelos that should be done, and be machmir in the presence of her husband. So says the Gemara, now, Tane Babelus Diday, that the Brisa should say to us that this halacha is only specifically by his mourning. Hu Yashim bin Anashim, Vishayshin bin Anashim, that he sleeps amongst the men and his wife sleeps amongst the women. However, not when she's in Avelus. Havachin Tani, again, we said the Lashon of Achin by the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, indicating there's no difference between the two. Haki Tani Akechal Pilchas. So Gemara says, no, when we're saying Vachin is the halacha of getting makeup, so that there's no prohibition, but it should not write that she should do it. But the Lashon of the Brisa says that when the husband's parents died, the wife observes the lachas of Avelus with him. My love, Ima, wait, does that imply that she can stay with him in the same bed even when he is the Avel? So or there would be no issue of these harchakos. So Gemara says, lo Ima Mabayas, like she could be with him in the house. Like Rav Chiya said to his son when Chiya's father-in-law passed away, apparently. So in your wife's presence, you should keep the lachas of mourning, should sleep in an overturned bed, should keep the lachas of mourning. However, not in our presence, you do not need to observe the lachas of mourning. Now it's interesting, Rosh Hashanah point out that lechora this doesn't apply bizman hazeh for different reasons, but we're not makpid in that as so much as we used to be. So as the time of the Gemara. So that was one answer for the Gemara. So the Gemara is another answer. So again, the answer we're asking, we're discussing according to Rava, the Braisa says seemingly that we don't trust them. So says the Gemara, this case specific is different. Ravashi wants to argue. Ravashi Amar, yes, in a case of regular Avelos, we are not afraid they're going to violate Avelos. But this Avelos is specifically different. Why? Avelos de Alma Chamer. Even during a mourning of whether it's his parent or her parent, he's not going to be with her. There shouldn't be an Isser Yichud. Avelos de Hacha, but specifically with regards to the mourning of this case where we had a Heter, given the killer Banan Asa Lezul Zubed, that there was a specific leniency done over here, therefore the couple is going to come to treat it lightly and not treat the lacha of having relations seriously, even though there's an issue for them to have relations with one another. So Gemara says, what exactly, Michael? What is this special dispensation over here in Lahatar? So Gemara says, Ilam Mektani Boal Bilas Mitzvah Porish. You're going to tell me that the lacha that he's allowed to have his Bia Rishona, have the first relations with his wife before you bury the dead body. Hasa Mishum Delo Chalavilos. So that's different. There's two stages. When it comes to aninus and avilus, some of the halachas overlap, but really there are different halachas. There are different halachas. You're not allowed to have meat and wine during the aninus. That doesn't apply during Shiva. The Gemara says that the whole idea of drinking wine was lenacham avilim, that to give the het, they're so out of it, they should have a little lechaim so that they should calm themselves down after they're sitting Shiva. While they're sitting Shiva, but there is an Isser during Aninus. So Aninus and Avilus are a little bit different. Aninus is when a person loses one of the Zion Krovim, it's Usser for him, we pass it Usser, the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, we pass it, it's Usser for him to do mitzvos during that time period, because he's supposed to be taking care of the dead body. So that's Aninus, but there's certain kulas by Aninus, like wearing shoes, that don't apply by Avilus. Obviously, the moment Avilus starts, you're not allowed to wear shoes. You're not allowed to wear normal shoes with leather shoes. So the lacha over here also is that so that when it comes to Aninus, so that's a special lacha Aninus that we allow him to have Bo'o B'mitzvah. How's the Mishnah Lachal Avilusa? So either Rabbi Lezer, Ad Shiyatzim Medach Bayit, when does Avilus start according to Rabbi Lezer? When they leave out the door of the house for the funeral procession? Either Rabbi Yeshua, Ad Shiyatzim Agol, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is when they put the casket, is closed over the dead body. So Lachora, at this point, there is no special dispensation of a Heter during the time of Avilus. So it says the Gemara, Ela Gatani Noeg Shivasimeh Mishta, Ve'akach Noeg Shivya Avilus. Over here, specifically, the halacha of having the Shivasimeh Mishta, like that you have it by a Moed, that special halacha is going to think, I'm not really sitting Shiva, I'm not really in the halachas of Shiva, because I already just had my Shiva Zemeh Mishta. It's for everyone if there's other relatives and they finish their Shiva. So then, that would be the case, then a person should not... that person over there, the special heter, then they would have an Isser Yichud in this specific case. One sort of fascinating Shaila is that, Nebuch is really sad Shaila, but it's very fascinating based on this Gemara. We see that there's a special heter over here. So there was somebody who I think it was in LA, some crazy Shaila, where there was a chasana, and the mother of the father of the Kala had fainted or something and died. And Mamish in the middle of the chasana. So the chasana already started, they already had the chuppah. So they didn't want to tell the kala. So they had the whole dancing, whatever, and then obviously she found that after. So the whole shayla is now, if they already had the chuppah, so then this halacha kicks in that she's not sitting Shiva, but I think she wanted to sit Shiva she didn't want to have this heter of having the Shiva, of the Shiva Simeon Mishta, because she wanted to sit Shiva with her family. She wanted to sit Shiva with her family, and maybe, I don't know, celebrate something afterwards. So she goofy wanted to do the opposite of this Gemara, and that was the whole shayla I don't know what the maskana was, but that was a fascinating shayla based on our Gemara that she didn't want to do this. Would she have the heter to keep the shiva then? That's a fascinating shayla. So it says the Gemara, anyway, back to over here. It's really sad shayla, but it's a fascinating shayla in the lumdus over there. So it says the Gemara, going back to the other part, of the brisa, Amar Mar, we say, Bein kach lo bein kach, lo yevel lo bev erev Shabbos, lo Shabbos. You should not have the first bia, first relations on Friday night and on Motzei Shabbos. So this is what we're going to discuss already. Bishlam erev Shabbos. So I get why on Friday night you're not allowed to have bia, because Mish Chabura, that is going to be creating a wound on Shabbos, because this is when a person is a basula getting married, so then you are going to break the basulim and it's going to cause her to bleed. That's a chabur, which is also to do on Shabbos. However, Motzei Shabbos is my law. Why on Saturday night can she not have bia? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zera, turning on to the next one, Hamad Aleph, Mishum Cheshboinos, because we're talking about the case of you're going to have calculations, because you're not allowed to get married, you're not allowed to have a chuppah on Shabbos itself. That's Pasha Aser because of the Isser of calculations, and you're going to write things down, maybe you're going to come to write things down with the Ksuba. So that's Aser to do on Shabbos. You're getting married on Saturday night. So if you're getting married on Saturday night, we're afraid of the Isser of Dibru Dabar, You should honor Shabbos by not speaking about things that are not going to be relevant to Shabbos. So therefore, if it's not relevant to Shabbos, you should not be speaking about it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up of Amar Le'Avaye, Avaye's Kasha on that in tomorrow's daf.